This week we read Parshas Bahaloscha. There are many themes that are found in this Parsha. I wanted to focus on one and tie it into a unique feature of today. In the middle of Parshas Bahaloscha, the Torah talks in great detail about the function of the chatzotzros, the trumpets that were blown at various intervals throughout our history. One of the reasons why Bnei Yisrael would blow the chatzotzros, would blow the trumpets, was during a time of distress. As the Pasuk describes in the middle of the Parsha, says that during a time of distress, which in general is referred to could either be spiritual or physical distress, during such a time, we blow the chatzotzros, the purpose of which, as many Mefarshim point out, is meant to be a wake-up call to get us to call out to Hashem, to remember Hashem, to do Torah and mitzvos, and ultimately have HaKadosh Baruch Hu save us from our enemies. The theme of the chatzotzros as a function of something which is a call to Hashem during a time of distress is very reminiscent of a well-known comment from the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva in Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet, where the Rambam writes that the shofar that we blow on Rosh Hashanah has a similar function, as he cites from the Pasuk in Amos, Uru Yeshenim Yishenaschem, wake up those who are sleeping from your slumber. The goal of the shofar is similar to the chatzotzros, is meant to wake us up and to enable us to ultimately do tshuva. Similarly, the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Tanios, in the very first halacha, also writes that the purpose of a fast day is not simply to fast. If all you do is fast, then you're missing the primary point of the day. The real point of the day of a fast day is to do tshuva and is to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ask Him to accept our tshuva and not just to look at our fasting. In this vein, it's important to take a look at the historical significance of the day that we are in today. Today is the Hebrew date of Chaf Sivan, the 20th day of Sivan, which is not a day that probably stands out to most of us. However, historically, the day of Chaf Sivan was a terribly tragic day for the Jewish people. There were many, many things that occurred on this date, starting from the year 1171. In 1171, in a city called Blois in France, there were either 31 or 33 Jews who were burnt alive at the stake. And then a few hundred years later, in the mid-1600s, during the Gezeros of Tach V'Tat, 1648 and 1649, during the time of what was known as the Khmelnytsky Massacres, where Ukrainian peasants rose up against the Polish nobility, and in the process they killed many thousands of Jews. As a result of that, that was the date, or the city of Nemirov was first destroyed, signifying the beginning of the end for many of those Jews. The date of Chaf Sivan was considered to be a very tragic day for the Jewish people, and the truth is that until relatively so this date of Chaf Sivan really signifies tragedy for the Jewish people. And again, the truth is that until relatively recently, until about 100 years ago or so, many Jews actually fasted on Chaf Sivan. The Mishnah Brura actually, in Siman Tav Kuf Samach Vav Siv Katan Yud, discusses some of the parameters of that, some of the halachos of fasting, and the Kriyas HaTorah that we do. Chaf Sivan was historically a tragic day for the Jewish people. And again, although many of us have never even heard of Chaf Sivan, and many of us don't necessarily observe Chaf Sivan anymore for a variety of reasons, but nonetheless, it is important to note that the date of Chaf Sivan always falls around the time of Parshas Bahaloscha, and therefore we should always keep in mind to daven to Hashem to bring an end to the tzaros.